Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Personality Types, Shiur number 31. We're discussing the 16 personality types of the MBTI, and we're in the NT group, and we're going to discuss ENTP. E means extrovert, N means intuitive, T means thinker, P means perceiving. And this person is a debater, is a designer of systems. They enjoy exciting challenges one after the other. They exercise their NT scientific curiosity, their ingenuity in the world of people and things, which is an E. They're good at analysis and functional analysis and complexity of ideas. That's the N and the T. They are the most reluctant of all types to do things in a traditional manner. That's the P aspects. And they have an idea of how it can be done better, which is their N kicking in. If they don't like the way things are being done, they'll ignore standards, procedures, and policies and traditions and authorities. That's their P. Their extroverted P enthusiasm, they're a source of inspiration for others. They're easy to please. They're not interested in moving mountains like an INTJ. INTJ, look at share number 29. They're very focused. They want to move. Here, ENTP is more at the moment, in the moment, improvising, adapting. They are like ISTPs in the sense that they are big in their risk-taking, and they focus more on competency and their sense of power, which they derive from the experience. You know, SP, their motivation is love of freedom of action, and NP is the idea of a sense of power on their competency. They're excellent conversationalists. They have the inability to follow through and explain very complex ideas. They enjoy debating, and they're usually steps ahead of their opponent. They make outstanding teachers, and they make learning exciting. As mates, as husbands and wives, they can be adventurous, gregarious. Usually, they're in a good mood. P's are generally more easily to be in a good mood than J's are, generally speaking. Like most P's, they're confident that they can adapt and improvise as the situation develops. They may neglect, though, necessary preparation for this because they have this excessive confidence about their ability to find solutions in a crisis. So sometimes they don't consider all of the concepts there. So that puts them in jeopardy. They tend to be non-critical, inconsistent when the attention they show to family members. It's either feast or famine with them. They can be very, very attentive for a while and then suddenly not available at all. That's the P. They fluctuate that way. As P's, they are optimistic. They are impulsive. They rebel sometimes against certain rules. And they don't like being confined to certain promises and certain duties. They do enjoy a lot of challenges. They're very inventive. They're enthusiastic in all varieties of activities. That's the rich intuition of them, endless possibilities, and their objective decision-making facility, which is the T, which directs it outward, which is the E, converting everything into ideas and schemes that they do. They're very excited about pursuing new ideas and over the new existing ones could cause frustration, anxiety for themselves and those around them because they look at the world like chess pieces that get moved around to make the best out of their life. So they bombard themselves with ideas. They bombard others with ideas. They're bursting with excitement. And at their best, they could lead to tackling one exciting challenge after the other. However, you know, if they're not healthy, it could just be, you know, unfulfilled dreams that they constantly follow in an empty way. So they have to be careful. They like the big picture of things. They have the ability to see the big picture in any system, whether it's family, vacation, work, whatever it may be. They're high rollers, they're risk takers. They win big, and when they lose their shirts. You know, they're like in the roller coaster highs of thrills and skiers. And again, the over here especially, an ENTP woman is not the stereotypical woman. Generally, the NTs, which we're describing now, we mentioned in each year. NT is stereotypically more challenging for the stereotypical female. Because an ENTP, in this case, could be enthusiastic, competitive, argumentative. So she won't be likely to endear herself to most men. You know, they're not in that female script here. Here they take pleasure in the intellectual stimulation of things and challenging and jumping to new ideas and so on and so forth. So it takes a while to get used to, but they to be valued, and for themselves also, the balancing is important. They see the parenting relationship as an opportunity for the growth and development of everyone involved. You know, their ENTP's house may be crowded with the latest books and gadgets and fads. Children will be introduced to things and challenged and to stretch themselves. And ENTP parents generate more ideas and possibilities per day for their kids. They hold that in mind is a terrible thing to waste, so they constantly try to enthusiastically explore it. But again, because they are T's, they will be less to show that warmth, the hugs, the kisses, the expressions of affection. You know, you have the extroverted part that helps a little bit with this, but they're still reserved in that area, and they need to work on that, like we talked about with the other NT types. They could dream up and pursue possibilities. They have a great amount of creativity. Children, ENTP children also, they like a lot of friends and laughter and projects, and every day is a new opportunity to design new systems, to challenge friends, and so on and so forth. They approach learning that way too, with exchange of ideas and arguments and challenges. They don't like that sort of systemized rigidity of routine, and that's why sometimes they'll find it very boring and very unstimulating. They'll be looked upon as poor students, when in reality they just need a different type of chinuch. So therefore, ENTP behavior may be frustrating, whether to students or teaching, because they really have a different way of looking at things and being more explorative and so on and so forth. With work, the same idea. They're very open-ended. They don't like the routine aspects of it, and they need to work through it. So the idea is as follows, to go through some of these points about an ENTP. They're like a debater. They're bold. They're creative. They could deconstruct and rebuild ideas. They pursue their goals vigorously, no matter, despite whatever resistance they may encounter. They're quick-witted. They're audacious. They're not afraid to disagree with the status quo. However, you know, when they catch a mistake with themselves, they're willing to adapt to that. You know, they play devil's advocate very often. They rebel against authority, but they rebel even against their own beliefs with the opposite viewpoint. And they may follow that. They have a certain rebellious streak. There's no question about it, because they're very independent thinkers in that sense. And therefore, you know, and that's the idea of them. They brainstorm often. So, but they have to be careful, because they enjoy debating and being contrary, but they could, if you go take that to an extreme, it could cause unhealthy machlokes, and in marriages it can be too competitive that way, and one needs to work on that. So to go through some of the real strengths and weaknesses of an ENTP, strengths includes that they're very, very knowledgeable, and they find knowledge fascinating. They're very quick thinkers. They could carry conversations. They're extremely original. They're bold in their new ideas. They are excellent in brainstorming with great ideas and great solutions of things. And they'll, you know, if something doesn't work, they'll bounce back right away with a new possibility, a new thought. They're irreplaceable in their brainstorming ability. They're very, very charismatic, sharp-witted, intriguing, interesting, they're charming, they're entertaining, they're informative. They could really influence and be tremendous mashpiim if they use their talent the right way. And they are enthusiastic, and they're very, very energetic. The weaknesses that they have is sometimes they could go overboard with the debating, and they could be very argumentative. They could seem insensitive because they misjudge others' feelings, and they push the debates beyond the tolerance level of the others. And they don't consider the emotional points to be valid in these debates. They could look, if they go overboard with this and they spar mentally with, you know, in debating, they could seem intolerant. They find it difficult to focus often because they come up with such original plans and ideas that, you know, they have a good idea. The thing is like this, they may have great ideas now, And there's no reason to change them, but they may on their own, hey, let's try something else, but without recognizing what the status quo is beautiful and it's working well. And they get bored of the status quo. So sometimes you need a change, and it's healthy to look at other ideas. But sometimes if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? It's going beautiful now, but because they're bored, it's likely to come up with a new idea, new thing that may not be a helpful one necessarily. They dislike also practical matters. They enjoy spontaneity and novelty so much that they struggle with organization, with structure, and with practical things. In that way, they'll lose interest with that. In a romantic relationship, of course, the husband and wife type of thing, because they're debaters. Sometimes it's healthy, you know, sometimes couples thrive on debates back and forth with ideas and so on and so forth. And some, it's with some couples, that works. It's not a boring experience being married to an ENTP. However, for the sake of Shalom, this extra debate thing may be straining, you know, and therefore it's important to work on those growth capabilities that they need to do as a spouse and as a parent, to be more introspective when they need to go down to earth and practicality in that, to express emotions more, to value closure and structure when needed, especially if it's important to your own wife or to your own husband. Friendships, again, could be tested by the fact that they're debaters, but sometimes they thrive, right? They thrive. You could have friends that enjoy debating with each other. They're ENTPs are remarkably good at communicating with friends and acquaintances of other personality types. They're very open-ended that way. The difficulty of them relating to others comes with the emotional expression part of it. That's with all NT types that we started with Shir Tum in 29, and then 30, and 31 now, and we're going to discuss it in 32 with the last NT type that we're going to describe. So with friendships, you know, you may take their words too personally, so you have to really know your personality types in order not to fall into that concept. You know, as parents also, the idea is they raise free thinkers. They don't like rules and regulations, so they give their children the ability to explore on their own with independence. It has a lot of mindless. The chesaron is they do need structure. Kids and teenagers do need structure. They need discipline, but they also need emotional warmth. And for ENTP, whatever's not natural to them, they still need to work on to make it more natural to them for the sake of their husbands and wives and for the sake of their children. They are versatile personality types. They can utilize their skill sets to adapt to anything and everything. They could have very, very diverse careers, entrepreneurships, engineering, acting, photography. They're, you know, they, if they're honest with their weaknesses and strengths, they could succeed in almost any type of career that's in need of a new line of thinking. They have that gift of curiosity and openness. People with ENTP personality types will flourish in just about any career that rewards intellectual competency and curiosity and allows them to utilize their never-ending flow of ideas productively by affording a degree of spontaneity in how they enjoy their work. They're independent spirits. That's what they are. And the key for these people is to have, of ENTPs, is to have patience to get into a position that allows these freedoms in a healthy way. And the workplace as well, you know, they don't like the 9-to-5 type structure. You know, they bounce around ideas. They're very informative. They're very open. So it needs to, you know, you need to, and if they're placed the right way, they could thrive in whatever business they're in. ENTP managers also are open-minded. They're flexible. They don't always make friends because they're very blunt and accurate and objective about things, but they could make great managers as well. So the essence of all this is the same concept. They could use their powerful intellect, their vivid imagination to do amazing, amazing things, but they also need to work on that opposite part of their personality. For example, the I aspects, to being more reflective and introverted when needed, to be more down to earth when needed, to be more emotionally warm when needed, and to value the structure and closure, especially when their spouse or children desperately need that, to provide it for them, even though it doesn't come naturally to them. Like every single personality type needs to work on sometimes the opposite aspect of it in order to become a balanced whole person. Bracha v'hatzlacha.